I Shouldn't Be Alive, A Story of Survival.
Suddenly, it's 1972.
I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
This story was brought to my attention because Martin Corcells was talking about his stories, I Shouldn't Be Alive, so I thought I'd add mine too. In Minnesota, a friend of mine was going to a state college. This is what I'd kind of like pay it forward, but in those days, pay it forward wasn't even invented. I knew I wanted to do a good deed for this person, and the story, as I recall it, goes something like this. It's quite funny, actually. It was about 70 miles from where I lived. I went up to visit him in the dormitory for a couple of weeks. As time went on, the house mother was cleaning up after the college students. I heard her moaning and groaning. She seemed like a really cool lady, although she was really old. She was around 50. My friend asked her, "How come you sound so down?" And she said, "Oh, they won't let me have a new vacuum cleaner, and my arthritis is really giving me some problems. It's hard to move this vacuum cleaner. It's so heavy, and it doesn't work. It doesn't have very good power." This went on for several days. We heard her lugging the vacuum cleaner all around the building, and she was huffing and puffing and just making these real sighing sounds. I thought, I wish I could do something for that old lady of 50. She was really a hip old lady, too, we thought, in those days. Remember, 50 back then was old to us. I said, "Are you having a problem with your vacuum cleaner?" She said she was. "If only they'd get me a new vacuum cleaner, I would really be grateful." I thought for a minute. And by that time, I became friends with her, and we would drink coffee and just talk. Well, we called it rapping back in those days, which obviously means talking. So I thought, how am I going to change the situation? And then I had an idea how we could do it. I said, "I'll see to it you get a new vacuum cleaner." She said, "I wouldn't want you guys to get into trouble." I said, "We won't get in trouble, but we hopefully will get you a new vacuum cleaner." She left. I had friends sitting around our room, and we were chatting how to bring about this change in the vacuum cleaner. I said, "I've got a great idea." When it was really late at night, we'll find the vacuum cleaner, and we'll take it with us. Well, we took the vacuum cleaner into the bathroom, and you can probably guess from there. We filled the bathtub up with water, plugged the vacuum cleaner in, turned it on, and I remember holding the vacuum cleaner and also having a friend of mine who was guiding the vacuum cleaner. Now, I wasn't really sure that I would find the target into the bathtub where the vacuum cleaner would hit, and I certainly didn't want to get electrocuted. So a friend guided the vacuum cleaner over. As it was running, we let the vacuum cleaner go into the water. It made this horrible sound. Fuses in those days, we didn't have circuit breakers, blew all over the dorm. A couple of days went by, and the house mother was making this sound. It wasn't a huffing, puffing, or dragging sound. It was I guess you'd call it a happy sound. She was actually humming. She saw us around the dorm, and she tapped one of my friends on the shoulder and said, "I don't even want to know, boys. I don't even want to know." And my friend said, "That's better that you don't know anything." And I shouldn't have been alive because, dropping a vacuum cleaner into a bathtub is not very safe, as one knows. By the way, did I tell you I really like electronics? As usual, thank you for listening. By the way, anybody got a bathtub full of water they want to never mind. See ya. dropping a vacuum cleaner into a bathtub is not very safe. And just talk. Well, we called it rapping back in those days.